In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
106.7 The Fam. Let you enjoy this Aussie because I've been eating nuts. Every Wednesday at 11 a.m., it is time for the Neil Greenberg Podcast, brought to you by Neil Greenberg. Greenberg, what's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing super. How are you?
I'm verklempt. I just ate a bag of trail mix. Dude, let's start with your thoughts on Jaden getting shut down.
Yeah. I'm fine with it if it's because of his health, right? Like if the injury isn't healed and it's susceptible to further injury that jeopardizes his future, then absolutely shut him down. If it's because they're afraid he's going to get hurt, then that I would have a problem with. But again, he's the most important asset on the team. You want to protect him. Sometimes athletes need to be protected from themselves. They're competitors. That's what we love about them. They want to be in there. It certainly sounds like he wants to practice. He wants to be in there. Again, as long as it's to protect him, I'm fine with it. If it's in fear of him getting hurt, then I don't know if that's exactly the right call.
Yeah. Doesn't it sound like, I don't know if you watch Hard Knocks, but between his comments on Hard Knocks from last week at the charity event and then Jaden talking yesterday, perhaps understandably, but we live in trying times of trust in people, trust in media. Like a lot of people are now predisposed to be skeptical, if not downright cynical, towards everything they hear and observe, right? Like between AI fakes and everything else, it's like, that's everything's fake. Fake. Mm-hmm. I kind of think Jaden's telling the truth. Honestly, hearing from him yesterday and then watching his comments from the Hard Knocks charity scene, I think the elbow's kind of jacked up. And I think they're just playing it smart. And maybe if that means you just shut him down so you don't have to entertain the dog and pony show, like, all right, you know what? The elbow's finally fully cleared, but it's week 18. You know what I mean? Like, I've landed in an okay spot here.
Yeah, and I think he did a good job of kind of clarifying the comments last week, which was, well, he could have gone back in the game, and his response was, well, adrenaline's a heck of a drug. I mean, and I believe in that. Like, I believe that it maybe had been possible for him to go back into the game. And then, you know, you start to talk about it, it's the next day, and, you know, you start to look at other things, and you change your mind based on new information, which I'm fine with. I know a lot of people aren't, But I am perfectly fine with what was said last week and then what was said and done this week. You know, Jaden really can't say anything else. I mean, could you imagine if he said, no, I don't want to play, or I'm scared of playing, or I don't want to get hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
yeah.
He could never say that, right? I mean,
no.
I'm with you in that it's very difficult to parse what people say, especially athletes, because, again, I mean, they're paid to play, and they want to play. I mean, there's a certain, you know, A-type personality about it where they want to prove that they're really good at what they do. Some people need to do that in order to stay in the NFL because nothing's guaranteed. So, you know, there's really not much else for him to say. I'm fine with the decision, but what I think the decision means now, though, is protect all your assets and start to look at the future and see what you have over the next three games. And I, you know, I agree with Grant Paulson when his take the other day, which was that should extend to a guy like Tunsil, right? It should extend to guys that you need here next year and beyond. It certainly would help with the draft choice. And I'm not saying that you go in and you lose games on purpose, but you're already saying that your most valuable player shouldn't be out on the field. Well, this is a great time then to start to see what else you have, because the games really don't matter in terms of wins and losses.
I think the other guys will have to be injured as well, because let's be real, the quarterback is always treated differently than everybody else.
True.
And I think at this point right now, where I've said it many times, a lot of people else have said it, they can't be concerned about what the regular people are thinking. They got all the information. They understand what they have to do and what they want to do. They can't worry about what everybody else is thinking.
Yeah, and there's probably no bigger disconnect in sports than fans wanting better draft picks and NFL players fighting for their jobs and NFL coaches fighting for their jobs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't care how long your contract is, the NFL is always year to year. Right? Like, it really doesn't matter what your contract is. Nothing is guaranteed in the NFL. And I understand fans want the best possible draft pick. My pushback on that, and I said that a couple of weeks ago and a lot of people disagreed, was you already have theoretically your franchise quarterback, and whether you're picking third or sixth or 10th, if you're not going after a quarterback, then you really just do have to rely on your scouting department to find you the best possible person to help your roster. But I don't necessarily think there's like a huge difference in that ability to do that between a non-quarterback drafted third, sixth, or 10th. I could be off base, and people will definitely disagree with me, but you know, I just don't think that you should be in the business of losing games at the NFL level. Protecting your players, absolutely. But, you know, again, I mean, you have to fight for every scrap, because, as I said earlier, nothing in the NFL is guaranteed.
I totally agree about the disconnect. I also think it is pretty close to asinine to start really living and dying by draft pick status with four games left to go. That's more than 20% of the season. Dude, Greenberg, you watch this and you pay attention to the numbers. New Orleans might go 3-1 down the stretch here. Like,
yeah.
So everybody that's obsessed with their tankathon number, if they win two more games, it's going to look dramatically different. Like, Miami's 6-8. They could finish the season 6-11. They're going to jump up. Like, it's just Arizona, the way they kind of keep coming at you. Like, if the Cardinals win two more, it's just crazy to be hyper-focused on in week 15, where they play 18 games, on, oh, this could be the battle for the number one pick. It probably isn't, because there's 32 teams with four games left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, strength of schedule is definitely a key component of that. You can't just look at, you know, projected wins. Like right now, I have the Raiders projected to win.
The Raiders are by a mile the worst team in football.
Three games, and yeah. So I have them with the number one pick, Tennessee the second, Giants the third, and then the Jets. So I guess I'd have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'd have Washington seventh with, I think, five wins. Yeah, five wins.
That kind of sounds about right. I don't know.
Yeah, because they have
five, but
two PKT. Against Philadelphia, one against Dallas. You know, winning one game out of those three seems reasonable. So, yeah,
well,
I agree.
Because what
is
Dallas playing for on Christmas? You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too. You know, there's not going to be a lot of games that mean stuff at this point. And, you know, the Dallas has the Chargers, the Commanders, and the Giants. I mean, those are wins to me, right? Like, those are at least winnable games. Gets Dallas to eight wins if they want them, I guess. But again, I mean, you know, who knows what the last week of the season looks like, depending on what's available.
That's my point, is the NFL is such a constantly moving jigsaw puzzle that to be locked in on draft position with four games to go. When we get to week 18 and Washington's playing Philly, okay, tell me the options here based on who wins, who loses, all that. But prior to that, it's just such a guess because all these other games are unfolding. Nobody had the Saints beating the Panthers last week, except me, plus 2.5, no big deal.
I did.
But, like,
you
and I are smart, Greenberg. But, like, that's how the end of the season goes. These bad teams randomly win two of their last three. It's going to happen.
I'd argue the parity in the NFL is greater than it's been recently. This seems like you can't make a solid case for any team in either conference to be good in the playoffs, right? Like, there are holes with New England, with Buffalo, with, you know, Jacksonville, Denver, Chargers, Philadelphia. I mean, like, you go down the list, there's no team in the NFL where you're locking them in and are willing to bet anything of note that team will be there. And it's the same thing. I mean, Arizona could make an upset. You talked about New Orleans coming back. You know, Carolina was kind of left for dead, and here they are, you know, still in the divisional race. You know, there's a lot that can happen in the NFL, like you said, in the next couple games.
But see, the thing about it, like, everyone that – the people that are fighting for this draft pick stuff, they go draft somebody, and that person does not come out and play well. They're not going to say, oh, don't worry about it. They're going to dog them out.
So, I mean, how much can Washington's draft pick really move? Like, it's not like we're talking about they're going from 10th to 1st. They're probably going to be 6th, 7th, or 8th, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
And you can find somebody in those positions.
Right. Right.
That is very much my point. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post. You can read his work at WashingtonPost.com, Post Sports. You can give Greenberg a follow at N Greenberg. Kind enough to join us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm going to switch gears real quick. Caps got red hot. All of a sudden, they take this trip to Western Canada, or I don't know, Central Canada perhaps. They've lost 10-1 in their last two, Winnipeg and last night Minnesota. Just kind of a little pre-holiday blues of a road trip. They lost to the Canes at home, too, but that at least went to a shootout. They've lost three in a row. Where are we at with the Rock the Red?
I'm fine. It's hockey. You're going to get hot. You're going to get cold. I mean, they were last, and then they were first, and, you know, they're bouncing around here. I think they're going to be competitive. I mean, obviously, they're going to have to score goals. They're going to have to get stuff going. But there's 82 games. You never want to get bogged down in a three-game swing, five-game swing. You know, just whatever happens, happens. This team is good. It showed it could be good. It's got some injuries that it absolutely has to overcome. You know, Ryan Leonard being probably one of the most important. You know, he's going to be out for a couple weeks. So as long as they can, you know, they come back and keep it together, I wouldn't worry too much about the day-to-day stuff. It's looked ugly, no doubt about it. But they'll be able to get back on track. They're never going to be as good as, you know, their wins and loss streaks. It's all just going to be somewhere in the middle. And while they may not be the best team in the Metro, you know, they can definitely be a playoff team. And then, as we know, especially in hockey, once you get in the playoffs, it really just matters of who you're matched up with, and then we take it from there.
Yeah, I think the whole thing, though, is like you said, it's a long season.
Yeah.
This is not football where one game makes a hell of a difference. They
right.
won 9 out of 10. They've lost three. Don't forget about the fact that they just won 9 out of 10.
You know? We won't even remember this three-game streak, you know, a month from now. We'll be talking about another three-game streak or another five-game streak or something else. I mean, it's hockey. Hockey is a lot of – look, like statistically, I've seen studies where scoring a hockey goal is as much as 70% luck. So, you know, that's a lot. So you never –
Oh, we got
ever,
a lot of damn luck.
Yeah, so you just never get too bogged down into the day-to-day type stuff. Just look at the big picture, make sure people are healthy, and, you know, you're producing at 5-on-5, and everything else will take care of itself.
I agree with you. I'm not going to be worried about the Washington Capitals. Switching it back to football, college football playoffs. By the time we talk again, they'll be – I don't know. Do we call it the Elite Eight in college football? What do you like with these matchups this weekend?
I like Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma getting some of the points. And I actually, what did I do? I bet a round robin. So I have Missouri State money line over Arkansas State. I have Kennesaw State +3.5.
Is that tonight?
I'm sorry?
Is Kennesaw
Friday.
Tonight? Okay, you handed out winners. I got to pay attention.
And Miami +3.5 over Texas A&M. So I have
like
some upsets
Canes.
There. I think those are games that are pretty close. I think Oregon should be able to squeak by James Madison. I don't think that's going to be much of a thing. Same thing with Ole Miss and Tulane. I'm looking for some good games. I think I'm excited about Oklahoma, Alabama. I think that could be probably one of the better games on the slate.
So you're only getting a point in that game. You want the points.
Yeah, the money line, they're both negative money lines. So at
right.
least that's what I saw. If I'm going to take a money that's line, nice. I'd rather have plus money, or I'll just take the points and just roll with it.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah. It's kind of crazy because Bama already went to Norman to play Oklahoma and lost.
Yeah.
Oklahoma is a really good defense and an offense that's limited. Bama's coming off a game in which they got smoked,
sadly.
And I root for the Tide. But this one, to me, Greenberg, is give me the defensive team catching points at home. And not to mention 70% of the money's on Bama.
Yeah, I mean, Alabama is always going to be the people's team, right? I mean, they're always going to draw money. People will flock to them, especially at short prices on the money line where they're not, you know, minus 9,000 that we're maybe used to seeing in the past. And I think that that's why. I mean, look, Alabama, they're really balanced. But like you said, I mean, Oklahoma, a very, very well-coached defensive team, did a lot this year. And, I'm okay taking the points there.
Okay. I like that. Briefly, let's talk some fantasy. I made the playoffs in all three leagues. I only won in one league.
He's doing a little bragging here, Neil.
I lost two. Humble brag.
Although I would have beaten the other teams that played. I just happened to beat somebody that I played somebody that had more than them. So last week I picked up Trevor Lawrence. If you remember, we had the quarterback conversation. And
yes.
He went absolutely bananas, which is probably why I won. This week, my quarterback options, and I think I'm screwed regardless because I have Davante Adams, and I don't know if he's going to play tomorrow night, and then things jump off a cliff for me. But my quarterback options go with Trevor Lawrence again, this time against Denver, in Denver, C.J. Stroud at home against the Raiders, or currently I'm leaning to go back to Brissett, my man Jacoby Brissett, at home against the Falcons.
Trevor Lawrence against that Denver defense is tough.
He's moved to the bench even after the 55-point affair.
I like Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville is one of the best teams. I actually have them as the top team in the AFC right now.
Wow.
So I would probably go Brissett. I would go Brissett, and I think that
the Falcons.
Yeah, I would definitely go with Brissett. I think that'll be a high-scoring game.
That's what I have right now. Yeah.
And I think that his ceiling is going to be really high. I would definitely go with that. I wouldn't go near that Jacksonville Houston game. I think it's going to be low-scoring.
Jacksonville-Denver. Yeah.
Jacksonville-Denver, yeah.
I'm going to watch. I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to take Davante Adams to the wire tomorrow night. I wish he got to play Sunday and get a little more time for that hammy, but I don't make the schedule. If I can't go with Adams, if they rule him out, I have Debo or I have Jaden Reed from the Packers. Christian Watson's out.
I would go with Debo. This team has to make stuff happen. And really the only way to do that is via Debo. And I'm saying that because you know what you're getting with Terry McLaurin. You know, you have to try some things that are different. And I think Debo unlocks a lot of that. He can run. He can obviously catch passes. He could do a lot of things that can bother a defense. You know, the Commanders are such underdogs that they really do have to unlock, not like trickery, but they have to unlock the playbook a little bit and do some things that perhaps Philadelphia is not expecting. You know, these are teams that play each other all the time. They're very familiar. So I would take Debo.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, Greenberg. Have a great holiday in case we miss you, okay?
You guys, too. I love you guys. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care. Our guy, Neil Greenberg, joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Let's hear from Jaden Daniels talking about his situation when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points to rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. So head to FanDuel.com/Brian to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is an official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.